Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. On our show this week, we play music by Will Downing, answer a question about the meaning of the American dream, and explain Leap Day, February 29th. Today, February 29th, is Leap Day. This date only appears on the calendar once every 4 years. But why? Faith Lapidus explains.
Everyone knows the Earth takes 365 days to travel around the Sun. Well, that is not exactly correct. The Earth really takes 365 days, 5 hours, 48 minutes, and 46 seconds to complete its orbit around the Sun. The problem for people developing calendars was what to do with the extra 5 hours, 48 minutes, and 46 seconds. People needed calendars to help them know when to plant crops and when to celebrate religious holidays. The ancient Greeks and Chinese had a solution. They produced calendars that included extra months every 19 years. The ancient Romans had a different solution. In the year 46, the Roman ruler Julius Caesar made a new calendar. The Julian calendar included an extra day every 4 years. But there was a problem. The Julian year was just over 11 minutes longer than the cycle of the seasons. In 1582, Pope Gregory XIII established a new calendar to keep a better record of the days. Pope Gregory was the religious leader of most of Europe. He decided that years that could be divided by four would add a day. However, years that ended in two zeros that could not be evenly divided by 400 would not be leap years. For example, the years 1700, 1800, and 1900 were not leap years. But the years 1600 and 2000 were leap years. So, leap years are years with 366 days instead of the usual 365. This extra day is added to the calendar on February 29th, sometimes known as Leap Day. People born on Leap Day may be called leaplings. They usually celebrate their birthdays on February 28th or March 1st.
This week's listener question comes from Ghana. Kwaku Kwakye wants to know the meaning of the expression "the American dream." Each individual may define the American dream differently, but the general idea is that a person in the United States has the freedom to carry out his or her goals. It usually means a person has the chance to work hard, earn money, and create a secure life. For many people, this means being able to get a good education, have a good job, and own a house. The expression is often linked to immigrants who have come to this country seeking more freedom or a better life than they could have in their own countries. The definition appeared in 1931 in a history book by James Truslow Adams, The Epic of America. He wrote that the American dream is that dream of a land in which life should be better and richer and fuller for everyone, with opportunity for each according to ability or achievement. Some people would say that the United States Declaration of Independence first defined the American dream. Thomas Jefferson wrote this document in 1776. It expressed why the American colonies decided to fight British colonial rule in order to become an independent nation. The Declaration of Independence states that all men are created equal, and that they have the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. In the 1960s, the African American civil rights leader, Martin Luther King, Jr., had his own dream for America. He said that America's declaration that all men are created equal is a great expression of the idea of democracy. But he noted that this dream was not a reality. He said that it was the moral duty of Americans to work so that racial minorities and people of different social levels could be treated equally. An organization called the Center for a New American Dream deals with another kind of dream. Its goal is to help Americans live in ways that protect the environment, improve the quality of life, and support social justice. Do you have any ideas about the American Dream? You can send them to special at voanews.com. Music critics and fans of Will Downing know him as a skillful singer and songwriter. He is recognized as one of the leading singers of romantic rhythm and blues music. He has had many loyal fans since his first album in 1988. He recently released another successful album while dealing with a serious, life-changing sickness. Catherine Cole has more.
This groove, welcome to my groove. Listen,
welcome to
what you're gonna do when the music starts moving, yeah. When the groove from this groove starts grooving, yeah. Something slick, something sweet, something smooth. Hey, everybody, you're checking out.
That was Will's Groove from Will Downing's latest record called After Tonight. It is his 13th album in 20 years. It includes songs that combine rhythm and blues and his easy jazz style of singing. After recording a few songs for After Tonight, Will Downing became sick with a rare incurable disease called polymyositis. The condition causes severe muscle weakness that makes it difficult to move. Yet Downing worked very hard to complete his new record. Instead of a studio, he sometimes recorded songs from a hospital bed or a wheelchair in his home. Although he is facing difficult times, Will Downing says he remains thankful. He wrote the song, God is So Amazing, to express his feelings.
Imagine
someone
who can
can change everything in your life. Someone who can take all your wrongs and make them right. He can ease all your pain and strife if you just dedicate your life to Christ. Someone who will always be there for you when you're down, right there. Beside you, Jesus will always be around. He can be all these things for you. You must believe in Christ and see what He'll do. 'Cause God is so amazing. He is so amazing. Let's bless Him and praise Him and show what God has done.
The other songs on After Tonight are the kind of emotional love songs that make Will Downing so popular, especially among women. The words in his songs and his smooth, rich voice tell a story of how wonderful love should be. Here he sings Satisfy You.
First time that I saw your face, all I said was, oh my. Oh my, oh my, oh. Imagine us in our embrace as I kiss on your lips, your neck, your hips, your thighs.
We'll satisfy you.
Ooh, what?
We'll satisfy.
We leave you with another song by Will Downing from his album After Tonight. Here he sings, No One Can Love You More.
No one can tell me that I'm pretending. Why should not a plaything? Questions people ask of me for loving you. Why should I say the reasons are my own? No one is wanting more than I want you. No one is needing more than I do. No one is wanting more than I want you.
Than I want you, baby.
See, no one is needing more than I do.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. It was written by Lawan Davis, Dana Demange, and Katie Weaver, who was also the producer. Send your questions about American life to mosaic@voanews.com. Please include your full name and mailing address. Or write to American Mosaic, VOA Special English, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.